Hey, I'm John DiLiberto, and you're about to hear an Echoes interview. We get some amazing musicians to come to the show and talk about their music, but it costs money to produce these interviews and get them out to you on the air and stream them for free. So while you're listening, think about where else you can hear up-close and personal interviews like this, and then make a donation of support to Echoes at echoes.org. We really need you now more than ever. Now sit back and enjoy. It's going to be great. Hans Christian's music has always been touched by the Spirit, possibly right from his day of birth.
You know, I grew up in a church environment. My father was a minister in Germany, liberal Lutheran minister, but nevertheless, so I'm comfortable around being in temples and sacred spaces. As a matter of fact, music for me, since I played in the church so often as a child, and also the acoustics, it all comes together. It is playing an instrument in a sacred setting with amazing acoustics.
Hans took a few side trips before he returned to that kind of space. The classically trained cellist came to Los Angeles at the age of 22, and he wanted to rock.
So I came to L.A. in 1982 from Hanover, Germany. I went to the Musicians Institute. I became a rocker, bass player. I was very ambitious, worked my way up the ladder. I played every rat hole in Hollywood 10 times with all kinds of bands, and some of them became very famous. The guys from the Chili Peppers, you know, there was a band called What Is This? Right before the Chili Peppers became the Chili Peppers, I played bass in that band. We recorded good stuff.
When he says Chili Peppers, he means the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Hans Christian went on to record with several rock artists in the 1980s.
Victoria Williams, you know, I recorded with her a lot. I've done some work with Billy Idol and people like that. I worked with Robbie Robertson on his first solo album in 1987. I played bass.
And he was a member of a new wave group, A Drop in the Gray, who recorded one album on Geffen Records in 1984. Ultimately, Hans Christian left the flock of seagull haircuts and anthemic rock behind.
I kind of got done experimenting with chemistry. And I wanted to be a better musician, actually. And I realized, man, I'm playing cello. How come I'm not developing my own music? So that's when I moved to San Francisco Bay Area, eventually moved to Fairfax, California, and then started that studio in Fairfax. And there was some really great stuff done. Krishna Das recorded there, Dave Stringer, Rasa was born there.
Now Hans Christian lives in Door County, Wisconsin, a scene very different from the one in San Francisco.
And I've built quite a facility there, quite a beautiful recording studio, and it's an old 1860s house, and the grand parlor is now my personal studio for my own music.
Hans works as a facilitator, engineer, and producer for other musicians, doing whatever's necessary.
I'm now taking the role of senior musician and say, I help him, you know, whether it's nerves that get in the way, or I help him with technical things, or with arrangement ideas, or frankly with good engineering. So my hands are full with that.
Sing me to sleep with your song.
But he's also recording his own music. He's released 9 solo albums since the demise of Rasa in 2007. They range from pure solo cello, recorded at Chartres Cathedral in France, to elaborate multi-layered productions like Nanda Devi, released last year. His albums are often lush, sensual affairs, a bazaar of textures from classical to Indian, Swedish nickel harpa to electronica.
I don't try to be sensual, but I do have to feel something when I play it. Something has to click for me. And it cannot be mental, it cannot be conceptual. That won't do it for me. I have to feel it. As a matter of fact, I have to have some kind of a profound experience with each piece. The piece isn't done until I have some kind of experience like that. And you might call it sensuality, you know. It has to have something like that. Otherwise, it's not done.
Hans Christian has found himself on the kirtan chant scene, playing for singers like Sanatam Kaur and the Guru Ganesha Band, who's inspired as much by the Grateful Dead as Sikh chants.
First of all, Guru Ganesh is a Grateful Dead head, okay? Jerry Garcia was his first guru. That's his line. And he really loved the instruments that I played, which was cello, sarangi, nickel harpa, and sitara. So I played four pretty esoteric instruments in a rock band.
Well, not quite a rock band.
Waho waho Govinda Singh, Ape Gujela. Waho waho Govinda Singh, Ape Gujela.
In recent years, Hans has returned to his cello roots, recording and performing at the Chartres Cathedral in France.
There's nothing like sitting down and playing the cello, even unamplified, like in the cathedral or in the crypt of the cathedral. I can't bring any equipment in, and I don't want to. It's just you and God, my friend. People come from all over the world. They go through profound experiences, no doubt. You know, they walk the labyrinths, and I sit there with my cello, and what do you do with that moment? You cannot hide behind samplers and loopers and keyboards and other musicians and sound systems. No gimmicks. It's a great challenge.
Spiritual settings in which Hans Christian finds himself, he says he doesn't follow any particular religion.
Not like Guru Ganesh with the Sikh tradition or other people might have in the Vedic tradition. But, you know, I think I do have a spiritual path. I do. I have a very strong conscience, and I think that has something to do with spirituality. What I realize is I'm like a musical preacher of sorts. There's something about playing my own music that is intensely spiritual for me. It's almost like a prayer.
Go to Hans Christian's church anytime. His latest albums include an Echoes CD of the Month, Nanda Devi from New Earth Records, and Moments of Grace on Sounds True Records. Thanks for tuning in to the Echoes podcast today. For more great interviews like this, become a member of Echoes Online. That's where you can hear Echoes on demand with our iPhone and Droid apps. Go to echoes.org to find out more. I'm John DiLiberto. Be sure to keep an eye out for more Echoes interviews at echoes.org or the Echoes newsletter.